In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. As the pilgrims went up to Jerusalem to celebrate Passover, they would sing the songs of ascent, because ascent means they're going up. The only way to Jerusalem is up. It's on Mount Zion. And this is Psalm 127, a song of ascent. Unless the Lord builds the house, unless the Lord builds my life, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord guards the city, the guard keeps watch in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Oh, yes. The songs of ascent. The songs of ascent. Psalm 128, a song of ascent. Happy is the man who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. They're singing this as they ascend Mount Zion. You shall eat the fruit of your labor of your hands. You shall be happy, and it shall go well with you. Hallelujah. How we need to be happy by the grace of God, and it will go well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. And if you know anything about the olive tree, around the olive tree come up the shoots, olive branches. And you thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. Oh, yes, peace be upon Israel. And again, we pray for Jerusalem. Peace be upon Jerusalem. Psalm 129, a song of ascent. Often have they attacked me from my youth, let Israel now say. Often have they attacked me from my youth. Yet they have not prevailed against me. Why? The plowers plowed on my back. They made their furrows long. But the Lord is righteous. He has cut the cords of the wicked. Amen. May all who hate Zion be put to shame and turned backwards. All who hate Zion, that's where Jerusalem is, on Mount Zion. Let them be like the grass on the household, our housetops, that withers before it grows, with which reapers do not fill their hands, or binders their sheaves, their arms, while those who pass by do not say, the blessing of the Lord be upon you. We bless you in the name of the Lord. Alleluia. We bless you in the name of the Lord. I bless you today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I bless you today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Psalm 130, a song of ascent. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. They're singing this as they ascend Mount Zion. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, O Lord, should mark our iniquities, Lord, who would be able to stand? But with you is forgiveness. With you is forgiveness. Do you know that today? That no matter what you've done, with God there is forgiveness. If you've had 5 abortions, there is forgiveness. There is forgiveness. Maria Vadia had an abortion, and she has been forgiven. She is part of her witness. And the Lord has used her to bring the gospel to the world, so that you may be revered. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits. And in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. More than those who watch for the morning. Let Israel hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him there is great power to redeem. Do you know that today? The steadfast love of God endures forever. Oh, they would be singing these psalms as they ascended up to Jerusalem. Now I'm going to look at the Passover, Exodus 12, verse 21. Then Moses called all the elders of Israel and said to them, "Go select lambs for your families and slaughter the Passover lamb. Take a bunch of hyssop, dip it in blood that it is the basin, and touch the lintel and the two doorposts with the blood in the basin. None of you shall go outside the door of your house until morning, for the Lord will pass through to strike down the Egyptians. When he sees the blood," oh yes, the blood of Jesus now, "when he sees the blood of Jesus on the lintel and the two doorposts, the Lord will pass over that door and will not allow the destroyer to enter your house or to strike you down. You shall observe this rite as a perpetual ordinance for you and your children. Jesus Christ is our Passover. He has been crucified. When you come to the land that it is the Lord that he is giving you, he has promised you he shall keep his observance. And when your children ask you, 'What do you mean by this observance?' you shall say, 'It is the Passover sacrifice of the Lord, for he passed over the houses of the Israelites in Egypt when he struck down the Egyptians, but spared our houses.' And the people bowed down and worshipped. The Israelites went and did just as the Lord had commanded Moses and Aaron." I tell you, Jesus Christ is our Passover, and he has been sacrificed. He has been sacrificed. And unless the Lord build the house, your house, my life, your life, we labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord watch over our neighborhood, your neighborhood, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. Oh, it's all about God, and it's all about God doing something. Oh, yes, God doing something. We're looking at 1 Corinthians 15. "Now I would remind you, brothers and sisters, of the good news that I proclaimed to you, which you in turn received and in which you now stand." You stand in the gospel, through which also you are being saved, if you hold firmly to the message that I proclaim to you, unless you have come to believe in vain. For I handed on to you as of first importance what I in turn had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scripture, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. This is the gospel. Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, Isaiah 53. And he was buried, and he was raised on the third day, Easter, in accordance with the Scriptures, and that he appeared to Peter, then to the 12, then he appeared to more than 500 brothers and sisters at one time, most of whom are still alive, though some have died. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, last of all as to one untimely born, that means he was an abortion, he appeared also to me, for I am the least of the apostles, unfit to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. That's Paul. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and his grace toward me has not been in vain. On the contrary, I worked harder than any of them, though it was not I, but the grace of God that is in me. Whether then it was I or they, so we proclaim, and so we have come to believe. Believe what? In the death, burial, and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. How that message needs to be proclaimed to people. People in the 21st century have not heard the good news, and have not had an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh yes, how important it is to have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what happens when Jesus changes your life. There is an encounter with the presence of God. Chapter 15, verse 12. Now if Christ is proclaimed as raised from the dead, and he is, how can some of you say there is no resurrection of the dead? How can anyone say there's no resurrection of the dead? We shall all be resurrected on the last day. If there is no resurrection of the dead, then Christ has not been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then our proclamation has been in vain, and your faith has been in vain. We are even found to be misrepresenting God, because we testified of God that he raised Christ, whom he did not raise. If it is true that the dead are not raised, for if the dead are not raised, then Christ has not been raised. I tell you, every believer will be raised from the dead on the last day. Oh yes, every believer will be raised from the dead, and we will have resurrection bodies, just like Jesus. If Christ has not been raised, your faith is futile. Amen. And you are still in your sins. Then those also who have died in Christ have perished. If only for this life we have hoped in Christ, we are of all people most to be pitied. That's right. We have hoped in Christ who has been raised from the dead according to the Scriptures. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have died. For since death came through Adam, the resurrection of the dead has also come through one man. For as all died in Adam, so all shall be made alive in Christ, but each in his own order. Christ, the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. Do you belong to Jesus today? Have you had your sins forgiven? Have you stood under the cross and said, forgive me, let your blood pass through me, because I'm a sinner? Oh yes, Christ, those who belong to Christ. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God the Father, after he has destroyed every ruler and every authority and every power, for he must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. Death is an enemy, and the last enemy to be destroyed is death. And who will destroy death? The Lord Jesus Christ. For God has put all things in subjection under Jesus' feet. But when it says all things are put in subjection, it is plain that this does not include the one who put all things in subjection unto him. That's the Father. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to the one who put all things in subjection to him, so that God may be all in all. Otherwise, what will those people who receive baptism on behalf of the dead? We don't do that. If the dead are not raised at all, why are people baptized on their behalf? And why are we putting ourselves in danger every hour? I die every day, that is certain, brothers and sisters. As my boasting of you, a boast that I make in Christ Jesus our Lord, if with merely human hopes I fought with wild animals at Ephesus, what would I have gained by it if the dead are not raised? Oh, the dead will be raised on the last day. Oh, the dead will put on resurrected bodies. There will be no old people on the last day. There will be no fat people on the last day. We will all be perfect because Christ has been raised, and we will be raised with Christ with the resurrection body. Let us, if the dead are not raised, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Do not be deceived. Bad company ruins good morals. If your friend does not lead you to Christ, dump him. If your friend leads you to Christ, love that friend. Come to a sober and right mind and sin no more, for some people have no knowledge of God. I say this to your shame. But some will ask, how are the dead raised? With what kind of body do they come? Fool, what you sow does not come to life unless it dies. Unless the seed go into the ground and dies, it bears no fruit. But as what you sow, you do not sow the body that is to be, but a bare seed. The body is the seed, perhaps a seed of wheat or some other grain, but God gives it a body as he has chosen. In other words, when you sow and plant a wheat seed, it comes up a wheat plant. When the body has been sowed, and on the last day it has been sowed like a seed, we will have resurrection bodies. Hallelujah. But God gives it a body as he has chosen, and to each kind a seed of its own body. Not all flesh is alike, but there is one flesh for human beings, another for animals, another for birds, another for fish. There are both heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly bodies and that of the earthly is another. There is one glory of the sun and another glory of the moon. There is a glory of the stars. Indeed, stars differ from stars in glory. So it is with the resurrection of the dead. What is sown is perishable, the dead body. What is raised is imperishable, the resurrection body. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. Yes, yes. We will all have resurrected bodies. And Paul says if we are not going to have resurrected bodies, then Christ has not been resurrected. You see, we, the members of the body, will have exactly what Jesus has. It is sown a physical body. It is raised a spiritual body. Amen. And if there is a physical body, there is also a spiritual body. Thus it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last man became a life-giving spirit. Who's the last man? The Lord Jesus Christ. He became a life-giving spirit. But it is not the spiritual that is first, but the physical, and then the spiritual. That's right. The first man was from the earth, the man of dust. The second man is from heaven. Yes, resurrection bodies. As was the man of dust, so are also those who are of the dust. And as the man of heaven, so are those who are of heaven. Just as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we will also bear the image of the man of heaven. We will have heavenly bodies. Oh, yes. Will we recognize those people that we love? Of course we will. Of course we will. We will have all new bodies. What I am saying, brothers and sisters, is this flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit the imperishable. Listen, I will tell you a mystery. We will not all die. This is the mystery. But we will all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. We will put on resurrected bodies, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we will be changed, for this perishable body must put on imperishability, and this mortal body must put on immortality. When this perishable body puts on imperishability and this mortal body puts on immortality, then the saying what is written will be fulfilled. Death has been swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? Oh, yes. When we die, it's not all over. It's not all over. Jesus is coming back again to raise our mortal bodies like his own. Oh, yes, we shall all have resurrected bodies, and they shall not look exactly like the bodies that were dead. Why? Did Jesus look like the Jesus before the resurrection? They didn't know it was Jesus. He had a resurrected body. But when he spoke the name Mary, she knew it was the Messiah. The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved, be steadfast, immovable always, excelling in the work of the Lord, because you know that the Lord, you know that in the Lord your labor is not in vain. Oh, hallelujah. My labor is not in vain. Why? I am in the Lord. Yes. And you know what? One of these days, we are going to put on resurrected bodies. We are going to put on glorious bodies like Jesus one of these days. Everyone will not be dead. Everyone will not be dead. He will come and he will change the ones that are living with the twinkling of an eye. And he will change every single person who believed in Jesus to a resurrected body. This is real. This is real. Do you know that your body will be like that of Jesus? And how was his body? His body was resurrected. His body was glorious. His body was without stain. And our bodies are going to be glorious, resurrected, and without stain. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Oh, this next Hail Mary, that we would believe that we are all going to have resurrected bodies. They will not be old. They will be young. They will be beautiful, like that of Jesus. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. We shall all put on resurrected bodies. Oh, yes. And the body that's sown in the soil is the seed of the resurrected body. I believe that I shall have a body without wrinkles. I shall have a perfect body because Jesus Christ is raised from the dead and has a resurrected body, so that all who believe in Jesus will be raised from the dead and have a resurrected body. Please, we sent out letters. Please answer them so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.